Hey, everybody, you're listening to President Sean's Rotary Roundabout, Episode 8 for Week 10 of the Rotary Year, September 3rd, 2018. Hello, fellow Rotarians and friends. I'm Sean Mullen, president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Iowa. My year of service as president is for the Rotary year 2018-2019 that began July 1st. Welcome back to Rotary Roundabout. Thanks to all of you who are offering comments and ideas on my podcast. I appreciate them, so keep them coming. I want it to be of benefit to our club and Rotary overall. This week's meeting will feature Tom Narek, our District 6000 governor for the current Rotary year. Tom is a member of the West Des Moines Rotary Club and is a retired school superintendent, most recently for the West Des Moines Schools. Our club's executive leadership team and board members will meet with Governor Tom prior to his presentation. Tom and his wife Carol have been married for 48 years. They have three married children and have five grandchildren, with one on the way, and one great-granddaughter. They also have a wonderful German short-haired pointer pheasant-hunting dog named Jake. Carol grew up in South Dakota, and Tom grew up in Chicago. They met while both were students at Morningside College in Sioux City. In addition to their bachelor's degrees from Morningside, Tom has a master's degree from Northwest Missouri State and a doctorate of education from the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, and Carol has her master's of education from UNL as well. They have served as host parents for some wonderful Rotary Exchange students from several countries, including Mexico, Norway, Taiwan, India, and Brazil. Tom and Carol have been actively involved in the Ecotepec project for District 6000 in Mexico since 2007. You know, we're fortunate to have such skilled and enthusiastic leadership for our district. In looking at what it takes to become a district governor, I was struck by the fact that our club, number 27, has had six members who have served in this important role over the years. Interestingly enough, our first Club 27 member to serve as a district governor was none other than Carl Weeks of Salisbury House fame. Weeks' year of service was during the Rotary year 1923-24. At that time, the configuration of districts was different than it is today. Weeks served in District 11. Weeks was known as an enthusiastic supporter of Rotary, too. Should you have the opportunity to visit Salisbury House, you'll want to be sure and see the area of the home referred to as the Cloister Friendship Hall. The Friendship Hall is a long, narrow corridor that connects the garage with the main house. On some early documents and plans of the home, this space was referred to as the Cloister. A staircase leading down to the ground level is located in the southwest corner and is separated from the rest of the space by a low brick wall capped with stone. The floor is laid with brick-shaped stone pavers, and the walls are exposed brick laid in English bond. Randomly set into the walls are various rocks and inscribed stone plaques presented to Carl Weeks by Rotary friends and business associates from around the world. For example, on the south and west walls, respectively, the plaques are inscribed Des Moines, Rotary, 1924, and in another location, Muscatine Rotary. There is also a large photograph of Weeks standing next to a stone sculpture of the Rotary gear set atop several bricks featuring names of clubs within the district at that time. While Weeks was the first Club 27 member to serve as district governor, there have been five other club members who've served. They include Clyde Hulsizer in 1928-29, William Blair in 1934-35, Charles County in 1941-42, Jim Vickery in 1996-97, and Dale Belknap in 2000-2001. The duties of a district governor are essentially to lead, engage, and inspire members, and to promote Rotary in the community. Of course, there are the duties of running an organization, too. The district governor is responsible for the business dealings of the district, which include leading the district leadership team and the 16 assistant district governors. For our club, the assistant district governor is Greg Kenyon, who is a member of the West Des Moines Club. The path to becoming a district governor is not unlike that of becoming a club president. After being nominated, a candidate serves as the district governor nominee. This year's nominee is Steve Dakin of the Boone Rotary Club. Steve believes that, as a Rotarian, we can improve our communities and at the same time transform the world. Steve and his wife Leslie encourage all District 6000 Rotarians to invest their time, energy, and talents to make the world a better place. They both look forward to sharing their enthusiasm with the clubs of District 6000. The next step to district governorship is being the district governor-elect. This year, Erna Moraine of the Waukee Club is preparing for her year of service. She is active in several local organizations, but her passion for Rotary tops the list. She was the 2017 Waukee Citizen of the Year. Erna is known for her many years of service as well as her can-do attitude. She and her husband Steve, who is a 40-year member of our Club 27, share 5 children and enjoy biking, hiking, skiing, traveling, and volunteering. The final step in becoming a district governor is being inducted to the position at the start of a Rotary year, which runs July 1st through June 30th. After the year is completed, the past district governor serves as vice governor, a role which focuses on promotion for and support of the Rotary Foundation. I hope that you'll take the opportunity to introduce yourself to Tom and Carol this week when they visit our club. The Membership Development Committee is scheduled to meet this Thursday at 11 a.m. If you're interested in helping our club grow, please consider being a part of this committee's important work. As a reminder, you'll want to be sure and mark down the upcoming activities of our Wheels Fellowship Group for September 22nd. That's a wrap on this episode of Rotary Roundabout. Feel free to let me know what you'd like to have featured or other ways that I can make this medium beneficial to our club. Thanks for listening, and I'll look forward to seeing you around Rotary.